Welcome to Talking with Ann on News Talk 1492.3 WOND. Want to talk politics or what's happening in your town? This is the place. Want to give your opinion on what's happening locally, nationally, or even internationally? This is the place. And if you want civil dialogue, no matter which side of the political spectrum you're on, this is the place. Talking with Ann on News Talk 1492.3 WOND. Here's your host, Ann Baker.
I've read the words in red, how you leave the 99 to find the one missing. Feels like that was written with me on your mind. And the prodigal son who
mind. Yes, it is. Each and every one of us. If we think we're alone, if we think that nobody cares, if we think that it's our problem and we have to fix it, we don't have to fix it by ourselves. We can turn to God and we can ask Him for His guidance, for His light, for the pathway we need to take in order to make it right. You know, despair is one of those things that the devil sends us. It means that we're all alone. We are none. we are never all alone. Even prisoners who have been in cells, taken away from the rest of the population, when they called on God, they knew they were not alone and they were able to get through it. So, as we come to the end of 2022, at least here at the radio station, I know that many of you will be going out tomorrow evening and celebrating the final hours, the final moments of 2022. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for those of you who have... I'm so honored that you tune in, that you listen. To Don, to myself, to David, to Dan, to all of the members of our crew here at Longport Media, whether it's to listen to music, 103.7 or 98.3, Longport Media is a great boss to work for. Paul Kelly is our president, and I thank him because he allows us to go on air and speak the truth. And he knows that if somebody says something outrageous, that someone will call in to set them straight. Heck, if I say something outrageous, sometimes I get my husband who calls in to set me straight. It's like crazy. But we are blessed. And what we do, the fact that we are able to touch lives at times, even if it's one, just one person, well, that's a good thing. And as someone said, you know, you talk to three people about something that you feel strongly about, and then those three people talk to three people. And those six people, nine people, it goes on and on and on. Spreading a message that you believe is good enough that people should hear it. Some people are afraid to talk about God because they feel that, hey, if they don't believe, they're going to be, you know, made fun of. They're going to be ostracized. They're going to be moved away from the crowd because all of a sudden they're getting holier than thou. No. They simply want you to open up your hearts once more to the fact that God is always there, that he does watch over us, that when we are walking down the dark path, and believe me, if you've decided you don't believe in God or a higher power, you're skirting the edge of that light, well-lit and dark path. You need to look at the world. You need to look at the photos that we're now getting from the Webb telescope. You need to understand that the galaxies well beyond us had to have been created by something, someone. We call it someone, some presence that is so great and so magnificent that we don't understand the depth of that goodness. But that's why I pray that we will, that when we meet our God, that we will indeed understand all. I've said goodbye to a few people this year. I know people that I've cared about over the years who have lost their beloved and are mourning that loss. And all I can say is, you know, I'm praying for you because I know that your loss is great, that you are grieving. It is a deep felt loss. And I'm looking at Scott too, and I know that the losses are great. But if we remember and if we believe in God, then we also know that we will one day meet up with that person or those people that we have lost. And that's the goodness of God. That's something that we need to remember. Even as we go into the new year, we don't know how many losses we will have. We're going into the new year, and people will be partying, perhaps over-partying tomorrow night. And maybe, just maybe, some of them will not arrive home. And their loss will be felt, and it will be a grievous loss, and we will mourn that loss. But I always wonder, with death, God knows when we're going to pass. Does he know all the extenuating circumstances that lead us to that moment in time? He does. But he allows us to make choices, some of which, those choices, some of which are really pretty poorly thought out. But he knows when we're going to stand before him. It's like they had a picture of Benedict, Pope Benedict. Pope Benedict became pope. He was a, what do you call it, consigliere, almost, of the pope and of the autocracy, almost, that is considered the core of the church, Catholic Church. But this is a priest who went up the ranks, who covered up the pedophile priests and moved them around and allowed them to continue to do terrible, terrible things to people. Some very young, some who carry around the burden of what was done to them by people who were supposed to be good and holy and close to God, and who in fact were not. And he's facing death. He's facing the prospect of meeting his God. And I always thought when he retired, one of the few of those higher ups in any organization who retires, is it because they know they must make amends? They must spend the rest of their lives in prayer for forgiveness, asking, begging for forgiveness from the final judge that they are getting ready to meet. And I pray for all of the victims that he allowed to be victimized. And I pray that some of those souls who committed suicide because of the acts committed against them by people that they trusted who were supposed to be people of God, I pray for those people. And I expect God to judge this person maybe more harshly than any one of us, because he had the means to stop sin in its tracks, to bring light into the depth of darkness that had infiltrated the church. And he didn't do it. And so now, as he faces what we all will ultimately face, meeting our Lord and Savior, meeting God the Father, meeting the final judge, I wonder whether he cries tears of fear or of joy that finally his suffering on earth, knowing all the damage that he did, that he's finally going to meet his maker, and that he will finally discover what the judgment will be. But this is the Pope. This is a retired Pope, the top person of the church, who now knows he has to face a judge that will judge him on acts that we have discovered occurred at the very core of a church that we always loved. Fortunately, those of us who have been steeped in religion understand that God remains he remains with us. At the same time, he remains aloof from deciding what will happen on this earth. And we like to think of him as someone who is fair and someone who is loving, but we also know that he is someone who is just. And for all of us who perhaps in our earlier days committed great sins against ourselves even and against others, who still walk around bearing the sin of pride, having people, wanting people to look at them, to look up at them, to honor them for things that they don't deserve to be honored for. Well, they too will have to face the final judge. And perhaps if they don't believe, if they honestly don't believe that there is an afterlife, perhaps for them it will be, as they close their eyes for the very last time, it will be the end. It will be a life where people will remember your good deeds. Hopefully you will have many of them. But who will remember your bad deeds as well? And your family will carry them around with them. And they will hope to meet people who will say, yeah, they did some good works. He or she did some really good works. But ultimately, we face what we face at the end. I have no idea. I have no idea what it's going to be like. But I believe I will face my God and my Lord and Master. I will face that superior being who allowed me to come onto this earth with a different DNA structures that we could be emblazoned with the different combinations that eventually made up who we are, that he allowed us to walk the earth, to come into this life in hopes that we would do good, that we would not falter. But he knew darn right well that the choice that he gave us to do good or bad, that we would take those choices, and we would sometimes make really bad choices. I think he always hopes that we learn from our bad choices, that we survive our bad choices. But at the end, I'm very hopeful that there will be a scale that will judge us not just on our bad acts, on our evil intent, but on the good things that we did. So I go into the new year on Sunday at the count of 1 second past 12 midnight, with a lot of hope for the future, a lot of hope for each and every one of us, a lot of hope that perhaps with prayer, and if we pray for those who are in power and are doing the wrong thing, who are not showing that they have good intentions for any one of us, that perhaps if we all pray, that maybe they will begin doing the right things for the very people they're supposed to be representing. We'll find out. Anyway, this is Ann Baker on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 AM, 92.3 FM, WOND, call in line 609-927-1100. When we return, we're going to have Jack McManus on of the John Birch Society. I hope you'll join us. Stay put. We'll be back.
News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND is everywhere you are. Listen on your smartphone, computer, or tablet. Go to WONDradio.com for more. News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk leader.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 200 different wines and spirits, including Cabernet, sparkling wine, single barrel bourbon, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
WOD News, time 10:30. In the last hour, the long-awaited release of former President Trump's tax returns posted online by the House Ways and Means Committee led by Democrats. They show Trump paid $0 in taxes some years during his candidacy and presidency. Trump has called the release an outrageous abuse of power. The CEO of Southwest Airlines offering an explanation and an apology after more than 15,000 cancellations on his airline in the last week.
This has impacted so many people, so many customers over the holidays. It's impacted our employees, and I'm extremely sorry for that. There's just no way almost to apologize enough because we love our customers, we love our people, and we really impacted their plans.
CEO Bob Jordan saying the meltdown is over with reimbursements going out to travelers and investments being made to prevent similar breakdowns. Just 41 flights canceled today, which is considered normal operations. In New Jersey, Patterson and Camden Public Schools again mandating masks due to rising COVID cases. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The Broadley's WOND Weather Center.
Mostly sunshine warming up this afternoon. A breeze from the southwest giving us high temperatures near 60 degrees later today. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a little chilly. Low temps in the low 40s Saturday morning. Saturday morning, we could see some patchy fog. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies Saturday with scattered rain showers on and off, especially during the afternoon and evening. High temps mild in the mid-50s. Showers should wind down getting close to midnight. We'll trend dry for New Year's Day with high temps in the 50s. For Longport Media, meteorologist Alexa Trischler.
WOND News Time, 10:32. The current ocean water temperature is 41. Right now we have 55 in Pleasantville, 51 in Sea Isle City. Sunshine, 49 degrees on the world-famous boardwalk in Atlantic City. I'm Scott Stevens, WOND News. Keep it here for more breaking news as it happens throughout the day. More of Talking with Ann next on News Talk 1492.3 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk Leader.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
That's not a rumor. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yep.
And I can actually ship there, right?
We have UPS right here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples has all your shipping supplies and UPS service in store. And right now, get 25% off UPS Express shipping services. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Valid only in Staples U.S. stores.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Ted, wake up.
Huh? You look exactly like me.
I am you, Ted, from the future. You need to call Progressive.
What? Why?
Well, they have 24/7 protection when you bundle your home and auto, and my teleportation cube just smashed into your car.
Wait, you crashed into my car?
Technically, it's our car.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Breeze right, car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Breeze car clips right on your vent. Yeah. You know my car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. It smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy for Breeze. La 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 la.
WOND Pleasantville.
Ann Baker is on News Talk 1492.3 WOND. Want to talk with Ann? Call 609-927-1100.
I like it. I like it a lot. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, Auld Lang Syne. What is it? A-U-L-D-L-A-N-G. Da-da-da-da-da. Yep. That's the song that's usually sung at the stroke of midnight when, indeed, we look around and we see old acquaintances. And we don't forget those who have passed. In fact, we have hopefully very good memories of those who have passed before us. But we know they're waiting for us. I like to think of my mother and my my father and my sister dancing and singing in heaven. My mother had a beautiful voice. Yeah. And I know that we now have Jack McManus of the John Birch Society. I believe Jack is on air.
I'm here.
Good morning. Good morning, Jack McManus. And it's almost New Year's Eve. And I hope you had an absolutely fabulous Christmas with Mary and your family.
We did very well. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Santa Claus was good, huh? Oh my goodness. Well, you know what, Jack, we really have come to the end of our media year here at WOND, and I have loved having you on almost every other week. You've come on and we've spoken about the issues that have affected each and every one of us, issues that affect our country and then go well beyond our country to affect others. Jack, I think we need to have a little bit of a roundup here about what's happened this past year and the issues that you find most compelling to discuss as we go into the new year. And so I'm going to leave it open to you, like an open mic here. What should we be looking at and what should we be looking forward to?
We should be looking at the disintegration of the United States of America, caused not by a foreign enemy, but by our own leaders. I wrote down a list of things that I thought we ought to at least consider. We've gone from a republic with a ironclad constitution to socialism and war at the drop of a hat. Without a declaration as required, meddling in the affairs of other nations all across the world. We've allowed our borders to be turnstiles instead of asking people to properly register if they want to become an American and go through the process like my ancestors did and your ancestors did. Mm-hmm. We've seen our cities deteriorate into anarchy in many cases. We've seen families denigrated. We now have the LGBTQ, whatever else they've dreamed up. And the traditional family, which is the anchor of any worthwhile society, is under attack. We've seen a continuation, even an increase in the abortion mills. We've seen the World Economic Forum deciding that we ought to aim toward having 1 billion people instead of 8. And they're taking steps to accomplish that. We've seen our country go from being a pay-as-you-go country to $31 trillion in debt. $31 trillion in debt. That's hard to imagine.
Yeah.
We've seen marriage denigrated. We now have so-called same-sex marriage. We have the Congress of the United States declaring it. We've seen the FBI used to be after criminals, and now it's the president's army to go after his enemies. We've seen police as the guardians of safety, now considered man's enemy by a significant portion of the American people. We've seen schools that used to teach history now urging youngsters to change their gender, to learn socialism, learn no decent history at all. We've seen Christmas denigrated by some people who want things like Kwanzaa and other screwball ideas. We've seen Black assimilation into our country and Black gains being made by our country. And most Blacks, if you ask them, would you rather live someplace else than in America? And they would say, no, I don't think it's perfect here, but it's certainly better than elsewhere. And we've seen that now into Black separation and Black hordes deciding that America is their enemy when it's not their enemy, it's their friends. We've seen the dictionaries being changed. They're changing the definition of woman. They're changing the definition of inflation. They're changing the definition of our country, which is supposed to be a republic, not a democracy. And we've endured a culture war that can sink a country much more significantly than a armed rebellion. A culture war against America.
Yeah.
Most Americans have never heard of a man, an Italian named Gramsci. Gramsci put together a scheme to destroy the West. And he said, not with weapons, not with guns and ammunition and so forth, but destroy the culture of a country, and you will have that country begging to have you as its leader. And on we go. So there's my list, and I just really got started. There's probably another 20 areas that we could cover.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Some of the subjects that you put out there cover those kinds of topics as well. You know, all you have to do is look at family breakup, and it just cascades into why and how it's happening.
There's something to remember, too, and that is that nations that go down fighting rise again. And those that surrender are finished.
Yeah.
And most Americans go about their daily routine and they say, well, you know, I might like a change here, a change there. Everything's wonderful. No, everything is not wonderful. The John Birch Society has been warning people for decades about the enemies of America, not just communists, but socialists and people who want who want government to become their provider instead of their protector. And it goes on and on and on. Now, I don't think we're finished. I don't think we're finished by a long shot. But it's about time for an awful lot of Americans to begin to realize that they better get involved in fighting for the principles that made our country what it is. And instead of just standing by and maybe grimacing about this or that and so on.
Yeah.
It's time to get involved and to make things go back to the principles that brought our country to its greatness.
I don't know whether that can happen anymore. The education system that most of our children go through, the public school education system, is doing everything it can to denigrate that history that provided us with our forefathers who wrote the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the first 10 amendments. And our children aren't being taught that, Jack. They're being taught a nonsense culture changes.
Yes,
they are. Yeah.
You're right.
When you've got a Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Jones, whatever, saying she doesn't know what the definition of a woman is, you know that we have put on the Supreme Court of the United States an idiot or someone who's such an ideologue, a leftist, that they refuse to speak the truth if it will taint that left wing character of theirs.
Exactly. We see people saying, well, at least Roe versus Wade is gone, which is, I think, a plus for our country. But it was replaced by a situation where any state can make abortion available and no punishment involved.
Absolutely. And you see these woke industries saying, we're going to pay our female employees whatever it costs to go to another state. If their state has said no abortions in our state, they'll pay for it. They'll pay for up to $10,000. And I think to myself, Jack, $10,000 would go a long way in helping a woman who's pregnant have her baby. And then these woke industries supplying all of the women and the men with nurseries within their industry to take care of these children, that these parents could actually see their children during the course of the day without having to pay for it. But they're willing to pay $10,000 to murder a child? That's just amazing to me that our country has fallen to such a low moral position that they would say that was good.
It takes a lot less money to arrange for adoption.
Yeah. Yep.
Abortion should be replaced by adoption. It's as simple as that. Life is precious. Some of the people that were almost aborted when they were born became great, great leaders. I think of Beethoven. Beethoven was supposed to be, he was a problem for his mother. But he lived, and look what he left for us.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people like that.
Well, you know what, though, Jack? I think that the church, the Catholic Church in particular, really, I don't know, I think they did the wrong thing. They talked about a way to keep from getting pregnant if you chose not to, which was really stupid because most women's cycles were totally different from what these men in the in Rome knew about. They didn't allow for contraception for decades and decades and decades. And that would have been the one thing that if they would have allowed that, and there are probably still Catholics out there that say, oh, no, you get the children that God wants you to have. Contraception would have helped women who literally couldn't afford to have another child, although I think you can always afford to have another child. But contraception would have helped families to navigate the cost of raising children, of having a good, solid family, of having enough money to feed and clothe your children and educate your children. But the church actually, I think, did a bad thing in depriving women and men of the use of contraception. And so we ended up with the backdoor, back alley abortionists having a field day because women should have been able to keep from getting pregnant.
Well, one way of accomplishing that is abstention.
Well, that's pretty hard to do.
It's hard to ask people to do that. Well,
today, yep.
Yep, but it wasn't years ago. Anyway, I don't want to get into a discussion of that. My personal attitude is one, and there's a growing number of people who believe that you can do away with the possibility of giving birth. So
yeah, we have our differences, certainly, but they all go, I think, in the same direction when it comes to abortion. That abortion is the killing of life in the womb, a different life than the mother's. It's not my body, my choice. When you make a choice of abortion, you are killing another body that is within you. And
what we have is a new law just passed by the government to keep the government going, a $1.7 trillion bill loaded with all kinds of things that shouldn't be, including funding abortion.
Yeah,
that's a major portion of the $1.7 trillion in indebtedness that is now being hung around the American people. What does that lead to? Well, it leads to creation of money out of thin air, and that's inflation. Inflation is not a rise in prices. Inflation is a lowering of the value of the dollar. And what you think is rising prices, and you can blame these supermarket people, you can blame the person who owns your, you rent your property from, you can blame somebody else. No, inflation is solely a problem created by government.
Yeah.
When government spends in debt, how do they pay for it? They just run the printing presses over time. And doing that lowers the value of everybody's dollar. And that's what's happened. It's not that the gasoline prices at the pump have risen. It's that the value of the dollar has declined. And I think everybody understands that much of it, but they don't understand what it really means. What it really means is that government is taking your hard-earned dollars and destroying their value. That's a crime. It always used to be a crime. So what do? They have a redefinition. The definition of inflation has been changed. And I like to refer to an article that I wrote some time ago about the fact that the definitions were changed so that the people would be remain confused, right?
Yeah. And millions of us are confused. We hear one message from government officials. We see our own wallets and our own savings declining pretty much on a daily basis. If you check the stock market, if you go to the grocery store, if you purchase eggs that last year or the year before, they've increased by 50% in price. And you think, gee, how did that happen? Are we going into food deprivation where you can't afford food and perhaps there will be less of food on the shelves in the frozen food section? I don't know.
Well, I found what I was looking for. The pre-2003 Webster's Collegiate Dictionary correctly defined inflation as printing too much money. The article that was in the Wall Street Journal on this topic said that the same company's dictionary now defines inflation as a continuing rise in the general price level. Well, you know, the price level can rise because of a greedy merchant, but it also can rise because the value of the dollar has gone down. The dictionary prior to 2003 let you know what was going on, printing too much money. And now it's a continuing rise in the general price level. And now you can blame anybody you want and be wrong when you do. So what we've got is an absence of sound economics, an absence of sound morality, an absence of sound understanding of what government is all about. And our country is in jeopardy. John Birch Society has been saying this for 60-odd years. And there are people today who are saying, you know, maybe that John Birch Society's, maybe they're not as screwball as we've been told they are, or they're not dangerous, or they're not this, or they're not that. It's time to take a look at the John Birch Society. And if enough people do, we can stop being led into a tyranny at home that will see an end to the freedoms earned for us by brave and determined individuals 240 years ago. That's what we are in the John Birch Society. Contact us, JBS USA 1. Contact us through the internet.
JBS.org. Yeah, I think people don't understand the fact that John Birch Society has been there and has been doing their research, undercover research, as well as, you know, just straight on. Ask questions, find out what's happening. And you've been doing your research for decades now. And people who laugh and say, conspiracy theorists, are now going back and they're beginning to understand that these conspiracies in fact did happen, and that all we have to do now is look back at what has been revealed when John Kennedy was assassinated. to discover that that much of what we were told by government were lies, and that we really need to listen to the people that maybe we might say they're off the, you know, they're off the ranch, they're off the reservation. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're the ones who actually have a hold on the reality of what actually happened. And very little was brought out in the first 50 years, which I believe was set up that way, that we were not to know what the truth of the assassination of John Kennedy actually consisted of. The documents.
Hey, let me stop you and tell you about a good friend of mine who's recently deceased. Medical doctor named David Stewart. He was in Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas when John Kennedy's body was brought in. He was already dead. And David Stewart saw what the body looked like. And he said, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that Kennedy was killed by a bullet that entered the front of his head and blew out the back of it. That, of course, is directly opposite to what's been told to the American people, that Lee Harvey Oswald, from a sixth-floor window in a nearby building, shot John Kennedy and killed him with a bullet that entered the back of his head and came out the front. David Stewart eventually moved to Tennessee, and he made a habit of going and speaking to Rotary clubs and Kiwanis clubs and whatever club would have him, and he would tell them what he saw and what he was absolutely convinced about. And that was that John Kennedy was killed by a bullet that entered the front of his head and blew out the back of his head. And that's why Jackie Kennedy was on the back of the car retrieving a piece of head, a piece of John Kennedy's head, in hopes that it could be put back together again. Of course, she was wrong about that. She tried, but it was fruitless. He was already dead.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't survive that kind of damage to your brain.
And the people were told lies. And now, what's the odds against Lee Harvey Oswald saying, "I didn't do it. I'm just a patsy." He said that.
Yeah.
And then two days after the murder of John Kennedy, he was murdered. Went to prison for his killing of Oswald. Oswald was going to tell the truth, but Oswald wasn't allowed to tell the truth. He didn't kill Kennedy, and he knew it. These are the things that should be told to the American people, and they weren't. So who did kill Kennedy?
Oh, boy. Isn't that the question that all of us asked for the last few decades?
That's right.
Yeah. Jack, we're going to return after the break. I hope everyone sticks around to listen to the conversation. This is Ann Baker, together with my guest, John McManus of the John Birch Society, on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 AM 92.3 FM WOND. Call in line 609-927-1100. Stick around. We will be back after the break.
WOND News Time 10:59. It is 56 degrees at Longport Media in Linwood. News is next.
WOND Pleasantville.
W223CO Atlantic City.
Jerry Blabbitt here with a guy called Frank.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
And fly you will when you join me each and every Sunday for Geeter, Frank, and Friends. It's this Sunday and every Sunday on WOND, Sunday mornings from 9 up until 11. It's Frank like you never heard him before. This Sunday at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WOND.
South Jersey's News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND.
WOND, live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City Studio. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City, where you take the stage.
It's 11 o'clock.
From ABC News.
I'm Derek Dennis. This morning, the long-awaited release of former President Trump's tax returns posted online by the House Ways and Means Committee led by Democrats.
The release provides more insight into whether Trump may have profited from tax policies he signed into law as president. As ABC News previously reported, Trump paid no tax in 2020 and just $750 in federal taxes during his first year as president. Emwin, ABC News, Washington.
In a statement, Trump calls the release weaponized and a dangerous two-way street. An apology and an explanation from the CEO of Southwest Airlines after more than 15,000 flight cancellations left holiday travelers stranded.
The big storm that disrupted most airlines last week exposed the antiquated computer and crew scheduling systems at Southwest. Going forward, says CEO Bob Jordan,
we're making investments in our operational areas like always. There'll be lessons learned from this, and we'll continue to make more investments.
In the short term, the company is trying to convince 2.3 million passengers whose flights were canceled to give Southwest another chance. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Just 41 flights canceled today, which is considered normal operations. New York Congressman-elect George Santos facing more questions about his background as the grade school he claimed to have attended shows no record of him, and it follows other fabrications about his personal life and job history while campaigning.
To tamp down the scandal, Santos has been telling local Republican leaders he plans to serve one term and not run for re-election. The GOP chairman in his district said he wouldn't support Santos anyway in 2024, without mentioning any objection to Santos taking office next week, despite a new report in the New York Times that questions how Santos spent campaign money on everything from rent to meals to airfare.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Soccer fans mourning the loss of three-time World Cup champion Pele, who died from colon cancer at 82. He'll be laid to rest next week in his native Brazil. You're listening to ABC News.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This WOND local newscast is sponsored by Surf and Turf Roofing. Call 609-365-ROOF.
I'm Jim Taylor in the Longport Media News Center. Here's what's happening. The Atlantic County Utilities Authority took in nearly 18,000 pounds of food this month as part of its annual holiday food drive. Over 2 weeks in December, ACUA staff picked up donated food left out by area residents beside their waste to be donated to the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. Nearly 70,000 people in Atlantic, Cape May, and Cumberland counties don't have enough healthy food to eat, including one in five children. Prices at grocery stores have risen drastically in the past year, increasing the demand on food banks. The Pleasantville City Council has ended the Lakes Bay redevelopment plan amid public outcry against tax breaks. A proposal to develop the long vacant site of the old high school is dead due to a surge of public opposition to the tax break. City Council held a special meeting this week during which it voted down the financial agreement for the Lakes Bay redevelopment plan. The final no vote came after council tabled the agreement last week. And both a detour and lane changes are expected next week as contractors repave less than a mile-long section of Tuckahoe Road, according to Cape May County officials on Thursday. Eastbound traffic starting Wednesday will be taken by detour onto Butter Road before being directed to Route 9 eastbound. You're up to date in the Longport Media News Center. I'm Jim Taylor.
The Broadleys WOND Weather Center.
Mostly sunshine, warming up this afternoon. A breeze from the southwest giving us high temperatures near 60 degrees later today.
Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a little chilly, low temps in the low 40s Saturday morning. Saturday morning, we could see some patchy fog. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies Saturday with scattered rain showers on and off, especially during the afternoon and evening. High temps mild in the mid-50s. Showers should wind down, getting close to midnight. We'll trend dry for New Year's Day with high temps in the 50s. For Longport Media, meteorologist Alexa Trischler.
WND News time is 11:05. Currently, the ocean water temperature is at 41 degrees, and right now it's 57 in Pleasantville, 53 in Wildwood, and we have 50 in sunshine on the world-famous boardwalk in Atlantic City. I'm Scott Stevens, WOND News. Keep it here for more breaking news as it happens throughout the day. More of Talking with Ann coming up on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk leader. We'll hear from Matt Tennyson and the Matt World Minute in just a bit.
With GMF Financing, to qualify buyers excludes Corvette.
It may be cold outside, but the deals are smoking at Bennett Chevrolet. It's our red-hot clear-the-lot year-end sale. While they last, everybody gets GM supplier employee pricing on new Chevys. That's right, everybody pays what our supplier employees pay, and not a penny more. Even when other dealers are selling for thousands over sticker, Bennett is selling at GM supplier employee prices. But hurry, this incredible deal is on new Chevys, and they will sell out fast. Save even more with rates as low as 3.99%, and every pre-owned's on sale too. This may sound unbelievable, but Bennett's paying a minimum $10,000 for the worst clunkers towards any pre-owned in stock. Yes, a minimum 10 grand for total Imagine how much you'll get for a trade that actually runs. And our non-commissioned sales team is paid not on how much you spend, but on your satisfaction. So you know you will be satisfied. Find new roads at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com.
Jersey Central Power and Light wants you to be safe around electricity. If you see downed power lines, call 911 and stay at least 30 feet away. If you believe a tree is growing too closely to power equipment, call JCP&L immediately. Also call JCP&L if your drone gets caught in power lines or equipment. Never try to retrieve it yourself. For more tips, visit firstenergycorp.com/safety. This message, sponsored by JCP&L and aired in cooperation with the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
Listen weekdays for Off the Press with Scott Cronic, sponsored by Shore Physicians Group, right here on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND.
You read the headlines in the press of Atlantic City, go behind the scenes and get to know the newsmakers on Off the Press with Scott Cronic.
It's always a pleasure to be on your show. I always enjoy and appreciate your fairness and the way that you approach everything objectively. God help us, if more people did that, we'd be in a lot better shape. So thank you and good luck with everything you're doing.
Off the Press with Scott Cronic on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND.
Honestly, provocative talk radio on the Lars Larson Show.
Joe Biden likes to brag that he's talked with Chairman Xi of China, the communist dictator, more than any other world leader. And on Monday, they meet face to face. Not in China, not in the United States. The fact is, Joe Biden could do some good for America. One of the biggest problems we've got in this country is drug overdose deaths.
The Lars Larson Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on WOND.
Join News Talk 1400 WOND the last Friday of every month at 6 p.m. for the Vince Mazzio Show. Vince covers a wide range of topics, everything from politics to produce. He updates listeners on events that have happened over the past month that affect South Jersey. The phone lines are always open, and all questions and comments are always entertained. Make it a point to join Vince Mazzio the last Friday of each month beginning at 6 p.m. on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND.
Time now for a Matt World Minute with Matt Tennyson.
Do you have Easy Pass? Have you ever gone through and said, told not paid, continue because they can't read your transponder? And you know what they do? You don't get a bill anymore because they read your license plate. Ah, but people are now using license plate blockers. They used to sell these for radar and for cameras, the radar cameras. It's a clear license plate cover, but from the side, you can't read the plate. It actually distorts the lighting of the license plate. Now, these are illegal in New Jersey and New York, but the Easy Pass people can't figure out a way to defeat 50s. There's one man in New Jersey now owes $63,000 in fines because he kept skipping tolls by using Easy Pass lane illegally without a transponder or with a covered-up license plate. He ran up $14,230 in unpaid tolls, and when you add the 975 separate occasions and the penalty of $50 each, Easy Pass now wants $63,000 from this man. The man who did this got citations sent to him for each of the 975 violations, but never returned a single one. The agency says they estimate they will lose up to $50 million in 2022 to toll evasions on all its crossings, bridges, Lansing Expressway, the Parkway. In addition to sending people bills and trying to crack down on the license plate covers, the agency says it's going to form a blue ribbon panel to determine how to combat fare and toll evasion. Oh, that'll work out well. We're in an age of stupidity, and the fact that technology is always one step behind the people that are smart enough to figure out how to defeat it proves it. This has been a Matt Well Minute with Matt Tennyson.
Welcome to Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND. Want to talk politics or what's happening in your town? This is the place. Want to give your opinion on what's happening locally, nationally, or even internationally? This is the place. And if you want civil dialogue, no matter which side of the political spectrum you're on, this is the place. Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND. Here's your host, Ann Baker.
Ann Baker on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 AM 92.3 FM WOND. Call in line 609-927-1100. And I'm with my friend John McManus of the John Birch Society. And John, we've got a couple of callers who I think have questions for you. Mary from Marlton. Good morning, Mary, and welcome to the show. I haven't heard your voice in a little bit. I hope you're well.
I'm well. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
The question I have is I just need assistance in dealing with friends who are really well-educated. And this weekend, the topic came up about the United States. And basically what they were saying is since the beginning, America has been founded on lies by white European imperialists. Even the name from 1507 from Amerigo Vespucci was an invention. And there is no North and South America. It's just one America, which is the reason we should have the southern border open. And I'd like to hear how John would address that. I mean, I addressed it in my own way, and it became contentious. And I mean, these are really well-educated, some are Ivy League educated.
And indoctrinated,
they
Mary.
They think they need to rewrite history to make it correct now.
Wow.
Well, the problem you face is one that a lot of our people are facing, and usually the perpetrator of the falsehoods is an Ivy League graduate who is full of all kinds of attitudes that my education is better than yours, and I know more about this than you do, and so on. And the takeover of education is part of the problem in America. As far as the direct indictment of America, that's been going on. It's increasing. In fact, you find people want to change Christmas into Kwanzaa. You find dictionaries being changed. Important words are being redefined to make it confusing. I don't know how to answer your question other than to say, don't give in, don't give ground. You're correct, and your Ivy League friends who have spent a lot of money to get their brains laundered, they're wrong.
The polarization's going to have to end with dialogue, but there's going to have to be people on both sides talking to each other. This country is an evolution. All of life is evolutionary. So we're not the same as we were in 1507 or in 1492, and it's getting better. And I happen to have a belief in God, and they only have spirituality. You know, yet they'll tell me they believe in the Ten Commandments. So it's very difficult if people aren't talking to each other. We have to have these difficult conversations. We can't just talk to each other. We have to talk to people we don't always agree with, is what I'm finding. And maybe, you know, you're planting a seed and hope that it develops.
Yeah. Well, make sure you have your facts, you know, and you get the facts from the Bird Society and then take them into the community and tell people that, no, this is the correct analysis of this point and that point.
Well, they have facts, too, and that's the problem. I mean, these people are smart.
They know about
1507 and Amerigo Vespucci, you know, and that Columbus didn't land where he intended to land, and you know, we can't. I know that I have to keep the message simple, you know, and try to be as direct as possible. So I do appreciate your help in answering these difficult questions with people.
Okay, well,
thank
good
you.
Luck.
God bless.
Thank you, Mary. God bless you, and Happy New Year, my friend.
That lady, her problem is one that faces a lot of people. They don't want to get involved in discussions because somebody has a degree from some prestigious university, and he'll start off by telling you that, and then you have to listen, and so on. Well, you got to have your facts. You got to have information. You got to be able to know what is wrong and what is correct, and that's why we formed the John Birch Society. Education is our strategy. Truth is our weapon, and it has made significant gains. It has slowed the progress of the destroyers of America, and so on. You know, one of the things that America's not really the country that it claims to be, and so forth. Well, then why are people breaking into our country? Why are 30,000 a week coming into America? Why doesn't Joe Biden close the borders? His press secretary recently said that he's visited the border. He hasn't. He never came close to the border. And the vice president, Kamala Harris, she didn't go to the border. She went to the city of El Paso, didn't even get close to where the people are streaming across the border into our country. The answer to a lot of these questions is to know the truth and to have some facts at your disposal. And that's the place to get them is from the John Birch Society. There are others, of course, but I don't think anybody does it as well or as thoroughly as does the John Birch Society.
Yeah, the extensive research that everyone has done at the John Birch Society to bring what they feel is the truth to the people who are smart enough to at least want to go to that place. And then they can question all they want, and they can do their own research on facts that they may not agree with. But you provide them with so much research from so many different sources that it's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to read and to have in front of you. And we've got Stephen from Atlantic City. Good morning, Stephen. You have a question for Jack McManus. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Thank you for taking my call. And I do have a comment and a question. First, how come so much negativity in America, and why don't you talk about the positives of America? I certainly wouldn't want to live in Bangladesh or some other country like that. But another question I have, I did want to talk about local local things, but that'll wait. But I just... You were talking about John Kennedy, JFK, and his unfortunate, untimely death. And I just read, I never heard this before, and the book is called The Secretary Who Knew Too Much. And she was a secretary for Franklin Delano Roosevelt. She was born in 1913, and she was a secretary, and she worked for a lot of people, and the Kennedys, and She sweared that the assassination was not just Lee Harvey Oswald, it was somebody else. And then she died under at a very early age, just the way Marilyn Monroe died, in the same way. And so I'm wondering if you could shed some light on that, if you ever heard the book, The Secretary Who Knew Too Much, by and her name was Dorothy Killigan. And so...
Great.
Stephen, tell us about Dorothy Killigan. Dorothy Killigan?
Yeah, I think that's who that's just a mispronunciation. Yeah, those of us who remember Dorothy Killigan on shows... no, that's how you pronounce it. Stephen, thank you.
She was a star in the television world.
Yes.
I remember the fact that she had written this book, but I had forgotten about it until this gentleman brought it up. The federal government has supposed to be releasing information pertinent to the death of John Kennedy. They put out about 80% of what they're supposed to put out, and it's 20% that they didn't put out, and that's probably where the guts of the information really lies.
Yeah.
They formed a Warren Commission after the death of Kennedy, and they loaded it with people who are defending the existing government, the existing situation. And I don't know that there's good information or bad information in there. What I do know is what I said before, that John Kennedy was killed by a bullet that entered the front of his head and blew out the back. And my good friend David Stewart, now deceased, who was a doctor at Parkland Memorial Hospital, he knew from his own vantage point exactly what had happened. He didn't go on and say, this guy did it or that guy did it or so forth. But he was perfectly willing to say that what you're being told about Lee Harvey Oswald committing the murder, impossible. It just didn't happen that way. And if that lie was spread to the American people, it wasn't the only one about the death of John Kennedy.
No, there was so much, in fact, people were talking about that John Kennedy wanted to end the war in Vietnam and that the military leaders of our country definitely saw him as an obstacle to what they wanted, to their desires. So, whether we ever get to the actual heart of the problem and find out what the truth is, Jack, I have no idea. I think there are people who may still be living who have the truth, or what truth they were allowed to have. But whether we'll ever find out who, in fact, was the instigator or what organization was the instigator of this assassination, all I know is that it actually brought the country together in so many different ways. The horror of the story, it being televised, and then the pain of watching his widow, Jackie, and his two children as they honored their father, not even knowing what had happened, but it broke up the country. We were all in tremendous grieving, and whether we ever find out what the truth is, I don't know, unless it's stored away somewhere in a vault and somewhere down the line, probably long after you and I and the listeners have passed, perhaps we will find out what the truth is anyway.
Well, it would certainly be nice to know for certain what really happened. But add to that, though, that a few years later, Bobby Kennedy was murdered.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of suspicion about why that happened and what Bobby Kennedy intended to do if he became president. When he won the primary in California, it looked like he was going to be the nominee for the Democrat Party.
Yep.
What would have happened had he lived? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's something for a playwright to put together to someday have a movie. What would have happened? Anyway, we've got Bill from Absecon. Good morning, Bill. You have a question for Jack McManus.
Yes, I do. Jack, have you ever heard of his name is Albert Hubbard. You know him?
I'm having trouble understanding what you said. Have I ever heard of somebody? Who is the somebody?
Albert Hubbard.
Elvis Hubbard?
Albert.
Albert Hubbard.
Yeah.
Albert Hubbard. Doesn't ring any bells. I'm sorry.
He was part of a group back in the 1800s in this area, in Pennsylvania. And he had many writings about and interviewed many people. He came up with something I thought was fairly clever. He said, I'm willing to cooperate with anybody, even if it means that I have people I don't even like, for the sole reason of trying to reach the ideal. And I think that that's a pretty good statement. And he could bear and take the endure the arguments and the lack of communication differences. Because they think differently, and we work towards an ideal. We have to establish an ideal first. I mean, because otherwise, there's always going to be fraction. I mean, the woman earlier that called, she talked about religion, and she said, to God, she doesn't believe in God. Well, that automatically puts us at odds, because she doesn't want to hear about the God we love and know, and she has no time for it, because it's a fiction for her. And to us, it means everything. So how did you come up with an idea to make it work? Just that one point,
No, she believes in God. She is a very strong believer in faith and God. But the people that she was speaking to who were throwing their facts at her did not. They thought of themselves as spiritual people, but they didn't believe in God.
Right. So how do you even call yourself spiritual if there's no God? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's absurd.
Very difficult.
It's absurd, Bill. But thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And have a happy new year, Bill. We were just talking to Bill from MSEC, and Bill is one of those gentlemen who's helped so many people, Jack. He was in the rescue mission. He took men and women who had been suffering from addictions, and he saw them through to the end, and he helped them to find God, I think. And he's done a great deal of good in our community, and I thank him for the call. And I really do hope that he continues his good works as we get into 2023. But, Jack, people, it's like each and every one of us. I look at people sometimes and I think to myself, I think of these people as brilliant. They're really, professionally, they're at the top of their game. They're so smart. And then they start talking about issues having to do with each and every one of us in this country and throughout the world. And I think to myself, they haven't done any research. They haven't done research on the issues that are affecting each and every one of us. And I'm so disappointed that they are steadfast in their view, which doesn't include facts and research. I don't know how we get beyond that, but
you get beyond it by continuing to maintain facts and truth and honor. It can triumph. In fact, it did triumph back in the late 1700s.
Yeah.
Chances of the American War for Independence going in favor of the people who declared their independence from England, the chances that they would succeed were very, very small.
Yeah.
And yet they won.
They did indeed.
And we owe them a great debt of gratitude.
Yeah. Just for the Declaration of Independence, when I read the Declaration of Independence, I am instilled with a new reverence for the knowledge, for the absolute genius of men who were In fact, had the, you know, the ear of their female, the wives as well, were included, I believe, in what they put down in the Declaration of Independence, the wives of these great men. But when we return after the break, we will get into a few more subjects before we have to say goodbye. But in the meantime, this is Ann Baker, together with my guest, John McManus of the John Birch Society, on Talking with Ann on News Talk 1400 AM, 92.3 FM, WON. Call in line 609-927-1100. Stick around. We'll be back.
News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND is everywhere you are. Listen on your smartphone, computer, or tablet. Go to WONDradio.com for more. News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk leader.
WOND News Time's 11:30. We have 57 degrees at Longport Media in Lynnwood.
Authorities say they've made an arrest in the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania in connection with the murders of four Idaho University students at their off-campus home last month. Law enforcement sources telling ABC News he's a 25-year-old man, and authorities knew who they were looking for and tracked the man to Pennsylvania. A press conference is scheduled for later today. The House Ways and Means Committee releasing the complete tax returns of former President Trump for 6 years.
Trump had long fought to keep his tax records private, calling the probe politically motivated. The release provides more insight into whether Trump may have profited from tax policies he signed into law as president. As ABC News previously reported, Trump paid no tax in 2020 and just $750 in federal taxes during his first year as president. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
So far, so good. Southwest Airlines getting back on track with few cancellations today after an operations meltdown this week. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Broadleys WOND Weather Center.
Mostly sunshine, warming up this afternoon. A breeze from the southwest giving us high temperatures near 60 degrees later today. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a little chilly, low temps in the low 40s Saturday morning. Saturday morning, we could see some patchy fog. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies Saturday with scattered rain showers on and off, especially during the afternoon and evening. High temps mild in the mid-50s. Showers should wind down, getting close to midnight. We'll trend dry for New Year's Day with high temps in the 50s. For Longport Media, meteorologist Alexa Trishler.
And WOND News Time is now 11:32. The current ocean water temperature is 42 right now, 57 in Egg Harbor Township, 54 in Cape May, and we have 50 in sunshine on the world-famous boardwalk in Atlantic City. I'm Scott Stevens, WOND News. Keep it here for more breaking news as it happens throughout the day. And we'll have more Talking with Ann next on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk leader.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the call would stop. The threats would stop. It was easy, like 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SALE for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SALE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SALE.
Sail with American Queen Voyages, where history comes alive and discovery runs deep. Enriching adventures await in North America's mighty rivers, great lakes, oceans, and expeditions to the wilds of Alaska. Visit American Queen Voyages at aqvoyages.com, cruising North America now. Call 844-744-0794 or contact your travel professional. American Queen Voyages, discovery runs deep.
Off the Press with Scott Cronick is South Jersey's only live and local afternoon drive talk show. Local news, politics, entertainment, sports, dining, and the best guest lineup anywhere, including Mayor Marty Small the second Monday of every month, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, Senator Vince Palestina, Atlanta County Executive Dennis Levinson, gaming experts Roger Groves and Anthony Marino, and the biggest entertainers coming to town. Off the Press with Scott Cronick. Weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 on News Talk 1492.3 WOND.
WOND Pleasantville.
You're talking with Ann on News Talk 1492.3 WOND.
Everyone, this is Ann Baker on Talking with Ann, and I'm with my friend John McManus of the John Birch Society, and we are discussing important stuff that, you know, John, sometimes I think we're in an echo chamber, and then I remember that there are people who actually... they learn to agree, or they find the facts that they can legitimately disagree. And I like to have those people call in. But I like the old pebble in the pond thing. You know, you throw some facts out, you are with other people, and you throw those facts out, and those people that are listening throw those facts out. And so we... spread the message, and hopefully the message is a good one. The message is truth, and that's what I know the John Birch Society tries to do all the time. We may not always agree with every single issue, with every single article, but we also have the opportunity to go elsewhere and find more facts that will help us make the right choice when it comes to truth.
That's what we're here for, Ann.
Yeah, I know. I know. We've got Steve from Mays Landing on the line. Good morning, Steve, and welcome. I'm going to wish you a happy new year right now, my friend, and hope that it is a fabulous one.
Same to both of you. Appreciate it. I wanted to bring up something that maybe Mr. McManus can comment on if he has any information on it. But I learned about a gentleman named Yuri Bezmenov, who was a KGB defector. He was the head of ideological subversion. And I want to read to you two short quotes that he had. One is, according to Bezmenov, it is the highest art of warfare. There is no fighting. We instead subvert everything of value in your country. We do it until your perception of reality is so screwed up that you do not perceive us as your enemy. And this, he's talking about ideological subversion.
Oh, yeah.
And the second quote is, how do we stop this? Educate people in the basic values of America. Explain the real dangers of socialism, communism, the welfare state, and Big Brother. And that quote was in 1985. So pretty much what I think the John Birch Society has been doing for, you know, since 1950s.
Well, let me start off by telling you that I knew Yuri Bezmenov. I helped him to become a member of the Speakers Bureau for the John Birch Society, and he did a lot of good. He said, what you've got here in America is something that should stimulate anybody to want to preserve and want to keep. And it's not perfect. What men put together isn't usually perfect, but America turns out to be the best And he, if he was still alive today, he would point to the borders where the people are streaming across. They're not coming to the United States to be anything but free. And there's a process that they should follow to do that. And there's a process that the states and the federal government should enforce in order to have immigration be legal and productive, not what we have today. And of course, amongst the people coming across the border to the southern part of our country today are criminals, they're drug dealers, they're people who mean ill of the United States, not good. So, Yuri Bezmenov.
Another person I'd like to bring up is, we've had them locally. Our chapter teamed up with Liberty and Prosperity, and we hosted a guest speaker named Trevor Loudon. And he wrote a book called The Enemies Within. He's actually from New Zealand, but he exposes the communist and the communist connections in our government, in our Congress, and so on. And he's got a couple of new books out. But he's also going to be coming back in February for Liberty and Prosperity's fundraiser. He'll be the guest speaker. And I believe he's also been on the Speakers Bureau for the John Birch Society. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I helped him to understand some of the positions that have been taken by the Birch Society over the years so that he's able to answer questions that come to him. Trevor Loudon is a very interesting guy. He studied the problems of the United States from New Zealand, where he lived. And I think he married an American, and I think he's now living in America permanently. He's worth anybody's evening to go and listen to what he has to say. I think he's a fine addition to our list of speakers and writers and experts. He's even written a few articles for our new American magazine.
And he also wrote a book called The Enemies Within the Church, and did a movie about that as well.
As have I. I've written a book about the penetration of the Catholic Church by its enemies going back 300 years. My book is called, I can't even think of the name of it now.
You've written so much, Jack. You've had so many books. And
My book is called The Deep Church Revealed, and it's available over Amazon. Anybody wants
to get that.
Get a copy of that, you can get it through Amazon. It has really shocked and surprised a lot of people about who I name as enemies of the Catholic Church wearing a Roman collar and so forth. So
correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the first job of a conspiracy is to convince people that there is no conspiracy. Kind of like the devil is his first job is to convince he doesn't exist.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. The first job of conspiracy is to convince the world there is no conspiracy. Right.
That explains why people put tinfoil hats on a lot of us.
Yep.
Well, thanks. Thank you very much. Have a happy New Year.
Steve,
you
take
too.
Care. Yeah, Steve is the head of the chapter here in South Jersey for the John Birch Society, and he is well-spoken, and he is on top of just about every issue that we have facing us today, and not just in our community, in our country, in the world. And, he understands much of what is going on. And, again, you know, conspiracy? There is no such thing as a conspiracy. Get out of here. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, well, conspiracy is truth sometimes, and that's what we discovered. And John, once more, thank you for giving me your precious time. I can't tell you how honored I am, because I know that you have been a huge part from the very beginning of the John Birch Society. You have done so much in the way of writing, reading, travel, research, meeting people that can make a difference in how and where our country is going. And I thank you for giving us your time, and I hope that we will have you for our new year in 2023. I hope that you will have the time to give us so that we can continue our conversations on air and teach people.
Okay, well, Ann, it's been a pleasure to be with you. The gentleman who just called, Steve, I think you said his name was...
Steve Jones.
He talked about conspiracy. It was 1956 that FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover wrote an article for the Elks magazine. And he said, the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to a realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. Until the American citizen learns for himself the nature of the present menace, communism will continue to be a deadly danger. J. Edgar Hoover, 1956, Elks magazine, for the issue that it put out in August of 1956.
Wow.
That's a couple of years before the John Birch Society was formed. And it's attitude like that that used to be prevalent in the United States. There were people who did believe that there were conspiracies active, and those conspiracies have only grown and become more prominent. So the John Birch Society should be something that the American people, thank goodness, got started.
Yeah.
There was a great man named Robert Welch who started the Birch Society in December of 1958. It took me a little while to understand. I started out looking into the Birch Society because I was told to fear it, that the John Birch Society was bad and the John Birch Society was going to harm the future for our country and so forth. So I decided to look into it and to see what kind of, I was stunned by what I found. I soon became a John Birch Society supporter and then a John Birch Society member. Then they hired me on the staff and I rose to be the president for many years. I'm semi-retired now, although I still do radio shows and I do some writing and some speaking here and there. I love America, and Birch Society people do also love America.
Yeah.
Our country became great, not because of what government did, but because what government was prevented from doing.
Yeah.
In the Declaration of Independence, there's one item against, aimed at the King of England that I like to quote, and it's one of 27 different indictments that appear, and these are the reasons why our founding fathers decided to break free from England. And they talked about the king. And what they said in the Declaration of Independence that I like to quote is, he has erected a multitude of new officers and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. That's what the king did, and that's what the government of the United States is doing today.
Yeah.
It's time for people to understand the Declaration of Independence. And I suspect that if you go to an Ivy League school, you're not going to learn the Declaration of Independence. You'll learn more about the United Nations, which we never should have joined and we should get out of. And we've done programs on that in the past, and maybe it's time to do some more again.
Yeah. I think you're right. All we can do is hope and pray that the next president that we elect in 2024 is loves this country enough to get us out of the United Nations, which is one of the most corrupt organizations in the world. And
it's dangerous to our freedom. Let me just point out that the United Nations was formed at the end of World War II. We won World War II. We had a declaration of war at the end of world, at the beginning of the World War after Pearl Harbor. And since then, we've been involved in wars in Vietnam, excuse me, and in Korea and other places. And there has been no declarations of war ever since. And we've lost every one of those wars. We've lost or either the lost or it's become a stalemate, a situation. And we're putting the Constitution of the United States aside and bowing to the United Nations. It's got to stop. And it's one of the goals of the John Birch Society is to get us out of the United Nations.
That's right. And for those people who understand that the message of the UN is one of corruption, is one of world the World Economic Forum, when they begin to understand that we are all supposed to be under this one umbrella, all countries throughout the world, they'll understand the damage that the UN has done and wants to do and actually wants to continue to push that message of the billionaires of the World Economic Forum and a one world order. So, Jack, you bring us great news. You bring us positivity. You remind us that if we don't stand straight, tall, good backbone, willing to stand up and be courageous against the slings and arrows of those on the left who tell lies, that we will falter and fall. And I thank you for being here. And I look forward to 2023 and having you back.
Okay, well, thanks, Ann. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Oh, same to you.
We'll look forward to 2023 being a banner year for the society, as 2022 has been a very productive year for our society, with spurts in growth and spurts in influence, and of course, answering people who have become disturbed about what's going on, giving them some hope that indeed something can be done. And they're willing to join the society and become part of our army of informed individuals who can put an end to the treachery that's been going on. So we thank for that. And I thank you for the opportunity to speak to your audience again and again. And we'll continue to do it until somebody says we've had enough of McManus. It's time to move on.
And Baker. Because they'll have to do that, too. Jack, Happy New Year to you and yours.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
To all of your listeners, take advantage of the opportunity to get involved and get involved with the John Birch Society. You can contact us on the telephone 1-800-JBS-USA1 or go to the internet, jbs.org. Ask for free information, get yourself started. We'll be glad to hear from anybody, and you won't be disappointed. I promise you, you won't be disappointed.
Great message to take into 2023, Jack.
With that, we'll say Happy New Year to everybody, and God bless America.
You bet. Thank you, Jack. Have a good one. Well, this is the end of 2022 for us here on air. I want to read you something that Ayn Rand wrote. Socialism is the doctrine that man has no right to exist for his own sake, that his life and his work do not belong to him, but belong to society, that the only justification of his existence is his service to society, and that society may dispose of him in any way it pleases for the sake of whatever it deems to be its own tribal, collective good. Well, Rich, how are you? Welcome.
All right. I figured I'd be the last one to wish you a happy new year, you and your family.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Let's pledge to what you do every day to continue to make our area and our country a better place.
Well, I think we're going to have to stand up as parents, as grandparents, as members of a community. I think we're going to have to stand up, and I think we're going to have to help families in our community that we see are breaking apart. And I think we have to begin with the education system. Once these children leave the nest and are brought before teachers in different classrooms, we have to make sure that the education that they get is a good one. It's a solid one. It's one based on truth, that they learn history, the proper history, and that they begin to take in the world from the facts that they're given in the classrooms and understand that the opportunities abound for anyone who's willing to work hard.
Indoctrination is slow but steady, and the signs aren't necessarily overt. So let's continue to fight. That was a nice presentation that you had there with your caller from JBS. Yeah. And like I told you, I'm a strong proponent of that organization. Like I told you, if you just read the magazine, you get much better insight on what's really happening to our country.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's like the articles that they have are not just articles having to do with politics, although politics is injected into every single area of our world, of our lives. But they touch on not just the government. They touch on religion, which is, I guess, a government unto its own, and medicine, and you name it, they're on top of it. And we may not even agree with some of what is written, but that gives us the impetus to go and find out what we believe the truth to be, and then discover whether or not what we believe is the proper way, or what the New American and the articles that are written is the proper way to look at something. So it's always going to be an education, Rich, and you know as well as I do that when we read and read and read and read, we go all places in order to get the facts on different issues.
And then it's also what we talked about before is what you do with that education and try to get out there and be proactive. And one other thing I wanted to get into is to please everybody support our local economy, shop local, shop, play and stay. And we've got some great shows at the casinos and different, all your local restaurants and stores. Please get off the internet and then support our economy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Rich. We sometimes depend on Amazon to get our shopping done. But in fact, we need to remember that if we enjoy our little hometown atmosphere and the shops that are there and the people that have put their life's blood into opening these small businesses, that we need to actually go to these businesses, purchase the goods, and congratulate the owners for having the nerve to open up a business in such difficult times. So, Rich, thank you.
And also, when you get a good experience, post it on the internet. Let other people know about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rich, Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, friend. Take care. Well, you know that what we say here, we say because we believe it to be the truth, and we want you to have the truth. And if you don't believe it, you can go elsewhere, look up more facts, find out what they are. And if they don't agree with what we say, give us a call. We'll have a debate. In the meantime, please know God walks with you every step of the way. We are coming to the end of 2022, and we're ready to enter 2023 with a smile on our face and a true belief that God will lead us in the right way. So please take care of yourselves mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, and educationally, so you can take care of your family, your friends, your neighbors, and your community. Let's pray for one another. We have a new year coming up. Please let's pray even for those we hate or think we hate. Pray for each other. Pray for our family members. Pray for those in politics. Pray for those that are out there doing evil in hopes that maybe your prayers will lead them to do the right thing. That being said, may God bless each and every one of you, and may God bless the United States of America. Happy New Year, everyone. I love you.
WOND, live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City studio. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City, where you take the stage.
It's 12 o'clock. From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. There is a break in the case of the four murdered college students in Moscow, Idaho. Sources tell ABC News they've made an arrest hundreds of miles away from the off-campus home where the stabbing attack occurred last month.
The FBI and Pennsylvania State Police arrested 28-year-old Brian Koberger in the Pocono Mountains of northeast Pennsylvania in connection with the November murders of four students at the University of Idaho. A judge in Monroe County, Pennsylvania, ordered Koberger's extradition to Idaho. Law enforcement sources tell ABC News a SWAT team made the arrest early Friday. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Police in Idaho will hold a news conference later today. A House committee that obtained and reviewed 6 years of former President Trump's taxes released an updated version today to the public. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
The documents released by the Democratic-controlled House Ways and Means Committee raise questions about the former president's status as a self-described billionaire. During the year of his 2016 presidential campaign, Trump claimed a net loss of $32 million, paying just $750 in federal income tax, a sum he also paid in 2017 and 2020 while in office.
After thousands of cancellations due to an operations meltdown, some good news for Southwest passengers today.
Starting from scratch after bad weather and a technology collapse meant canceling almost 16,000 flights over 8 days. This morning, says Southwest Chief Executive Bob Jordan.
Over 90% on time, very few cancels, so I'm very confident that we'll operate a really tight operation today.
Now the company is looking for long-term solutions to the problems that were laid bare by last week's winter storm. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
New storms are threatening to throw a wrench into travel plans again this holiday weekend. A massive storm pushing into the Pacific Northwest. Another storm could make it a wet New Year's Eve in New York City's Times Square. You're listening to ABC News.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine.
Sail with American Queen Voyages, where history comes alive and discovery runs deep. Enriching adventures await in North America's mighty rivers, great lakes, oceans, and expeditions to the wilds of Alaska. Visit American Queen Voyages at aqvoyages.com, cruising North America now. Call 844-744-0794 or contact your travel professional. American Queen Voyages, discovery runs deep.
WOND Pleasantville.
W223CO Atlantic City.
I'm Jim Taylor in the Longport Media News Center. Here's what's happening. The Atlantic County Utilities Authority took in nearly 18,000 pounds of food this month as part of its annual holiday food drive. Over 2 weeks in December, ACUA staff picked up donated food left out by area residents beside their waste to be donated to the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. Nearly 70,000 people in Atlantic, Cape May, and Cumberland counties don't have enough healthy food to eat, including one in five children. Prices at grocery stores have risen drastically in the past year, increasing the demand on food banks. The Pleasantville City Council has ended the Lakes Bay redevelopment plan amid public outcry against tax breaks. A proposal to develop the long vacant site of the old high school is dead due to a surge of public opposition to the tax break. City Council held a special meeting this week during which it voted down the financial agreement for the Lakes Bay redevelopment plan. The final no vote came after council tabled the agreement last week.
And both a detour and lane changes are expected next week as contractors repave less than a mile-long section of Tuckahoe Road, according to Cape May County officials on Thursday. Eastbound traffic starting Wednesday will be taken by detour onto Butter Road before being directed to Route 9 eastbound. You're up to date in the Longport Media News Center. I'm Jim Taylor.
The Broadleys WOND Weather Center.
It's a beautiful Friday afternoon, mostly sunshine, high temperatures near 60 degrees. Hopefully you can get outside and enjoy today. This evening, we'll have increasing clouds, a touch chilly, low temps in the low 40s Saturday morning. Saturday morning, we could see some patchy fog. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies on Saturday. We'll have scattered rain showers on and off, especially during the afternoon and evening. High temps mild in the mid-50s. Showers should wind down. Getting close to midnight, we'll stay dry New Year's Day, breezy with high temps in the 50s. For Longport Media, meteorologist Alexa Trischler.
News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND, South Jersey traffic.
Right now, heading to the Jersey Shore, an easy ride. No problems on the Garden State Parkway or the Atlantic City Expressway. All clear as we head to southbound Route 9 and Route 50 also looking good. In Atlantic County, there is road work on the White Horse Pike. This is between 87 and 646. Left lane is closed. This is long-term road work. This traffic report sponsored by NJ Transit. The New Jersey Transit Police Department reminds you that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. I'm Meg Novelli on News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND, South Jersey's News Talk.
Feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
Lovely Rita, meet a maid. Nothing can come between us. When it gets dark, I tow your heart away. Standing by a parking
meter. Well, I am thrilled to see that China will be under the microscope, and also the good doctor, Dr. Anthony Fauci. The GOP is saying that one of their top priorities is to investigate the origins of COVID, to look into the Wuhan lab, and to pull up also Dr. Fauci, and maybe get some finally some answers about the gain-of-function research that he keeps saying, I'm not really sure what you mean by that. Even though the head of EcoHealth, which was part of that grant process, the head of it, the former head, came out and said, yeah, we were doing gain-of-function, and it was tied to Wuhan lab. So why are the words so hard to get out of Dr. Anthony Fauci's mouth? Well, maybe we're going to finally get some answers, and they can't come soon enough. I want to hear your thoughts tonight here on The Rita Cosby Show as to, do you think this should be priority number one for the Republicans when they take over the House of Representatives, which is going to happen next Tuesday. Isn't that wild? It is literally right around the corner. And so Republicans have said that they will finally look into some of these things that, how could the Biden administration, when you have something as serious as millions of people around the world who have been killed from COVID, and the president of our country is on the phone with the president of China and doesn't even talk about COVID, doesn't say to him, hey, you know, maybe there's some details on this. Don't you think we need to know this? Shouldn't we be able to get inspectors into the Wuhan lab? Even if it's just to clear China, which I don't think will happen, but even if it's just to open all avenues and at least have it investigated fairly and squarely. So this to me is abominable. The fact that China has gotten a free pass with the Biden administration, I mean, it is shameful. You have something that has killed millions of people around the world, a million here in America, and our president doesn't even have, like, the guts to basically say, you know, Xi Jinping, we need to have inspectors at the Wuhan lab. First of all, to find out, were you responsible for this? And second of all, so this never happens again. So to me, it is
of utmost importance. I say bravo to the House GOP that they're coming out in the last 24, 48 hours and saying that this is going to be one of their top priorities. It needs to be, because the American public, the world public, deserves answers. And the fact that China has been able to just kind of dance around it, it makes a mockery of America. It makes a mockery of the world. And you have a virus that kills millions of people, and you don't even force the subject of investigations in their country. You go, oh, we're not going to let you come in. And the WHO and Biden basically go, oh,